All right, we are here with our newest Jackpot Party winner, Justine. First of all, congratulations. How are you feeling right now?
I'm still in shock. Very much in shock.
So was this the first time you played Jackpot Party, or have you picked up tickets in the past?
First time I played that particular scratch ticket. Okay. I usually don't buy any that are more than $2 a piece. So
tell us your story. Where were you? And just kind of walk us through it.
I was camping at Pine Lake for Sunday was my birthday, and so I was camping for the weekend and just kind of to celebrate. And my boyfriend went to go buy some ice because we ran out and pick three and pick four tickets, which he plays all the time. And I thought, I'd play the Jackpot Party because I saw as a VIP club member the losing tickets, you could enter into a contest to see concerts. So I thought that, you know, I would do that. So I bought several different tickets, two of the Jackpot Party. And when I got back to the campground, I scratched off the first ticket, very first one of the six that I bought. And it was the $50,000 winner. And I didn't believe it. And I kept saying to my boyfriend, I said, is this a joke? Are you joking me? Is this a joke? So
for people who haven't won a top prize like that before, what's kind of going through your head the minute you scratch it off and you see the $50,000?
Well, my first thought obviously was, is this real? And then just bombarded with thoughts of, what am I going to do with this money? You know, there's bills and, you know, a car that needs to be repaired or replaced even. So just all the different things. And then thinking, well, okay, I need to just, you know, put this down for a minute and catch my breath.
What's your boyfriend's name?
Jeff Rucker.
Okay. Is that R-U-C-K-E-R?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. What was his reaction when he saw the ticket? Because you were camping together, right?
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah, he was in awe. And he wanted to, you know, call everybody, you know, family, friends, and let them know. And I said, well, we need to make sure it's real first. So he was speechless too. We both probably for the next couple hours were just kind of in a daze. So
did you take it to a gas station and check it on the self-checker or have them scan it?
Just to make sure? I scanned it with my phone with the VIP, and it said it was a winner. It doesn't tell you what you've won, so I at least knew it was a winner. I would have been happy with $5.
This is slightly more than $5.
Just a little bit.
So did you sleep with it under your pillow? Do you
I put it in my tablet case for my tablet and slept with it. And did not let the tablet out of my sight. Awesome. So
have you, you mentioned earlier you had been giving some time, or you were taking some time to kind of figure out what you're going to do with your winnings. Have you made any progress there? You mentioned, I think, car repairs or
I'm thinking I'm going to possibly get a new car and give the one I'm driving to my youngest daughter, who recently was in a car accident and totaled her car, so she really needs one. So it kind of works out that way. Yeah. And then my boyfriend, he's starting a salsa business, and so I thought I'd invest in that maybe a little bit. And
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's very exciting. It's always awesome to, you know, come into a little money and can really make a difference in
Definitely.
Your life. Can I ask what you do for a living, Jessie?
I'm a home health nurse.
Okay. Excellent. And can I ask how old you are?
I just turned 50.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us, and congratulations once again.
Thank you.